do all men with power want? More power.
The All-American Half Pound. Pure beef patty, lettuce, tomato.
And then, of course, there's the ontological argument for a deity.
Sex without love is an empty experience.
Little indie rock electro remix.
Yes, but as empty experiences go, it's one of the best.
Get your own show. Play your own music.
Harmony's layers. Built up on top of one another. Like a sandwich.
I had this wild dream. Electric eels were biting my butt.
Only you knew what Show Before Us did to us.
Experience, that's what separates the girls from the Girl Scouts.
My show, I can do whatever I want, so I am.
I want you to do like I do.
We're using the power of rock and roll to change the world! Woo!
President Bush has authorized spying on American citizens as part of his war on terror without obtaining court approval at any time.
You see, TV is power. The power to love, pacify. And then when all eyes are glazed and all minds are jelly, the power to take. The power to hold the world in your fist.
A disc jockey. I'm a human radio station.
You connect your iPod or your MP3 player to it, and it will vibrate to the beat and rhythm of the music on your iPod.
Don't call me no disc jockey, because I'm not a disc jockey. I'm a human radio station.
And everyone who was anybody in London at that time, and that was literally everyone, the Beatles, the Stones, Clapton, Page, Jeff Beck, Townsend, everyone was there at this pub to see this guy. He got up on stage, and that image of Jimmy playing that guitar, being what that persona he used to adopt on stage, was absolutely indelible on the brain. And he was incredible.
You didn't hear it right now. You're not going to hear it again. Try to get to the theater.
Get your mind together, then come on across to me. We'll hold hands and then we'll watch the sunrise from the bottom of the sea. But first, are you experienced? Or have you ever been experienced? Well, I have. Well, I know you and cry that your little world won't let you go. But who in your measly little world are you trying to prove that you're made out of gold and can't be sold? So, are you experienced? Have you ever been experienced? Well, I have. Let me prove it to you.
Why? Welcome to the Tears of the Gods sound collage. That's right. It's not just a radio program. It's a sound collage with audio clips from movies, TV shows, documentaries, political speeches, real-world historical events. And it's only here on WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. I'm your host, Edward Buchert, and tonight we are bringing you a canonical Tears of the Gods theme. It's called A Powerful and Electrifying Experience, and it features exclusively the music of three artists: AC/DC, Jimi Hendrix and his experience, and Kraftwerk, the German godfathers of hip-hop and a seminal electronic band who are not at all as popularly well-known as AC/DC and Jimi Hendrix, but they have indeed profoundly influenced modern music through so many other musicians who listened to them and were influenced by them. And they fit exactly our theme tonight because their name in German means power station. And those audio clips that I mix in between and on top of the music, well, there are so many of them going on in tonight's mix for you. Some of the best ones, I'd say, of my sound collage making career. In particular, Roger Daltrey of The Who in that intro set was reflecting on the first time that he saw Jimi Hendrix in England. And that clip, he was talking about Jimmy's first UK show over at the in London on September 26, 1966. And there were three Beatles, three Rolling Stones, two members of The Who, and two members of The Kinks who were there to see Jimi Hendrix perform. And as Roger Daltrey explained, when Jimi adopted that persona that he had on stage as a performer, they were just all completely amazed and blown away. Another clip in there was from one of my favorite ever WMFO DJs, Alexandra Kittle, who hosted and co-hosted the Bleeding Heart Show for several years, up through 2010. And yes, talking about the theme. If you didn't hear it right now, you're going to have to guess what it is, because she's not going to tell you again. Well, I'll tell you what it is again. It's a powerful and electrifying experience. So we started off the show with a song from Kraftwerk, one of their remixes of one of their songs called Abzug from The Mix. And then we heard the title track from Jimi Hendrix's Are You Experienced album. And then AC/DC, and also a title track from their High Voltage album. Backing me up right now is Kraftwerk with a song called Chrono. And, well, first I want to thank Joanne Kesey, because when I started off here at WMFO in 2004, I had the idea of the Plastic Sushi sound collage. Well, that wasn't immediately, but it came pretty quickly up there. And then some 2 years into it, I always starting off with the Japanese music and doing the constant genre jumping, I began to feel a little unsatisfied with doing that all the time, and I wanted to expand things a little bit more deeply. And I came up with this idea of the Tears of the Gods sound collage, where we'd go deep rather than that genre jumping wide. And we just explore, perhaps, we'd always have a featured artist, and we try to explore things more deeply. And that, the reason I'm thanking Joanne is because she happened to be a single DJ with two different shows, and I realized I could do that too. And here we are right now in 2019. I've got so much great music for you this evening, but it's only from AC/DC, Jimi Hendrix, and Kraftwerk. But we've got a lot of people talking about their talking in here, the audio clubs, in particular Jimi Hendrix's engineer Eddie Kramer, who's going to be talking about how Bold as Love came to be mixed with some phasing. And I was an intern at a recording studio when I was in high school, and I once got coffee for Eddie Kramer, the most famous music producer I've ever fetched coffee for. Let's get the rest of your Friday night sound collage party going right now. And the idea here is, as we mix up these three artists, we're just going to alternate. The next set's going to be AC/DC, Jimi Hendrix, Kraftwerk, Hendrix again, and AC/DC. And we're going to be going through all of that again. And there's just three long sets left in here. And, well, what can I say except I hope you enjoy this show, this canonical Tears of the Gods sound collage here on WMFO in Medford, and only here on WMFO in Medford.
Here's Hendrix engineer and producer, Eddie Kramer.
On Axis, in fact, the way we had set it up for Jimmy was, Jimmy had always asked us about this sound that he heard in his head, which was being underwater. And one evening we said to him, now, come in and have a listen, sit down and have a listen to this. George Cairns and I had been working on this phasing technique, which George Martin had showed us. There was a track on the album called Bold as Love, and in that song, we created phasing. And we played it for Jimmy, and he fell down off the couch, and the hairs stood up on the back of his neck. He said, I can't believe it. I've been reliving my dream. I mean, this is exactly what I heard in my dream.
Anger, he smiles, towering in shiny metallic purple armor. Queen jealousy, envy waits behind him. Her fiery green gown sneers at the grassy ground. Giving waters take them for granted, they quietly understand. Once happy turquoise armies lay opposite ready, but wonder why the fight is on. But they're all trophies of war and ribbons of euphoria. Orange is young, full of daring, but very unsteady for the first go round. My yellow in this case is not so mellow. In fact, I'm trying to say it's fighting like me. And all of these emotions of mine keep holding me from giving my life to a rainbow like you. But I'm a he knows everything.
Ordinarily feel sorry for human beings, but I do feel sorry for him.
vibrates like real.
Video is really interesting. It's like a bunch of Boy Scouts who get really weird badges.
The numbers all go to 11. Look, right across the board. 11, oh, 11,
and most
11, and
amps go up to 10.
Exactly.
Does that mean it's louder? Is it any louder?
Well, it's one louder, isn't it? One louder.
Why don't you just make 10 louder and make 10 be the top number and make that a little louder?
These go to 11.
Called me a disgrace.
too bad, little girls, too bad. Too bad we have to part.
Up to pieces.
Yeah.
You're tuned in to the Tears of the Gods sound collage here on WMFO in Medford. We are Tufts freeform community and sometimes even educational radio. I'm your host, Edward Buchert, and tonight we are bringing you a powerful and electrifying experience. That's right. This evening's theme revolves around the music of just three artists, our three featured artists, because that's what we do. We always have one or more features for you here on a Tears of the Gods sound collage, and we go deep exploring a particular, at least one genre of music deeply, instead of doing the genre jumping that we... that is a hallmark of a Plastic Sushi sound collage, along with starting with Japanese music always. So, AC/DC began that last set. I put the finger in you. No, I put the finger on you. From Those About to Rock, We Salute You. And then Jimi Hendrix, Bold as Love, and we had his engineer on that album, Eddie Kramer, the most famous musician producer that I ever got coffee for when I was an intern at a recording studio. Eddie Kramer was describing some of the production aspects of that song, particularly the swooshing sound. And I've read this story several times, and when they played that remixed version with the phasing for Jimmy, he was actually sitting on a chair, and he fell off of the chair. The hairs on the back of his neck said we're standing up, because that was the realization of a sound of being underwater that he only heard in his dreams. And then Kraftwerk with Home Computer. And then Jimi Hendrix, once again, an acoustic version of Hear My Train A-Comin'. And then we finished with definitely a deep cut from AC/DC, What's Next to the Moon. You aren't going to hear that on any commercial radio station, even if they say they play and love classic rock. But here on WMFO, not only can, we do. Backing me up right now is Kraftwerk, and yeah, while I had two Jimi Hendrix and two AC/DC songs in that set, and only one Kraftwerk, Kraftwerk is being our featured artist, well, is providing all of my ambiance this evening. So they aren't getting short-shifted, no, those German grandfathers of all of hip-hop, because Afrika Bambaataa sampled them on Planet Rock. And many other early hip-hop artists did, too. So, as I mentioned, we've got an awful lot of audio clips from who knows where in this evening's sound collage mix for you. But one in particular that I wanted to mention is coming up in the next set. It's another short interview with Roger Daltrey of The Who. And he'll be describing what was going on at the 1967 Monterey Pop Festival. And, well, my version of that retelling is that The Who and Hendrix were going to be playing on the same evening, and it hadn't been determined yet who was going to go on first. But Pete Townshend was seriously worried. He knew that if Hendrix went on before him, he was going to be using the feedback, the guitar feedback, and he'd smash his guitar like Pete Townshend had done and done before him. But Hendrix was going to do it a whole lot better. So Townshend didn't want Hendrix to go on before. But it was decided by flipping a coin. And The Who, Pete Townshend won, so they went on first. But really, every time I hear this, it just it makes the hair on the back of my neck stand up. Yeah, let's use that description again. It just didn't matter, as Roger Daltrey will tell us. because Hendrix went on and he just gave an incredible performance, and he just didn't even smash his guitar. He burned it with lighter fluid. Well, let's begin this more than half hour set with Jimi Hendrix, and then some Kraftwerk, some AC/DC, some Kraftwerk. A station ID, a public service message that's a little bit rewarped, remixed and warped up from the Library of Congress. Some more Jimi Hendrix, and finish it off with some AC/DC. Only here on WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio.
Begin again in a golden land of opportunity and adventure.
Is an empty experience.
Yes, but as empty experiences go, it's one of the best.
We are the robots.
the robots. We are the robots.
It even vibrates like real.
Я твой слуга, я твой работник. Я твой слуга, я твой работник.
Greatest love I've ever had.
Well, I practice a lot when I'm alone.